Well, good morning, River Church. How we doing? I had to put on my Christmas sweater. Real quick, as you guys know, we've been going through Advent season as a church. And so today is our final week of Advent where we're celebrating the Christ candle, or Christ as it were. And this painting today is done by Ruben. Let's check it out. Isn't that amazing? And what better way to celebrate the Christ week by having all the kiddos come up and read the birth of Jesus. So you guys come a little closer. Come on up here to the stage. Not quite on the stage, but y'all can sit on the stairs if you want. This is the Christmas story with Pastor Mike, as has become tradition at the River Church. All right, guys, I have a quick question for you guys. Who's ready for Christmas? Who got me a Christmas present?
No one.
None of, you got Manny, you got me a Christmas present? You got me a Christmas present?
No, I got my notes, but I don't actually know.
You don't know what you got me?
Yeah, I think.
But you did get me one, right?
I don't know.
You don't know? Manny says he's not sure if I got one, so. Fantastic. Well, let me ask you guys, what is something that you're excited about for Christmas? I bet I can guess. What?
Presents,
of course. What else, Eli? For Christmas, well, yeah. What else? Oh, Jesus' birthday. Cheating. That's a cheating answer, but that's good. Good. Manny?
Stocking.
Nice. Another version of Christmas. Did any of you guys go visit grandparents during Christmas? Yeah. Yeah, is that fun? Yeah? We eat some good food? Yeah? I love Christmas. When I was growing up, we'd always go visit my grandparents and in Tennessee or Mississippi, and we had a great time. And Christmas is fantastic, right? Lots of things to look forward to, but none of that happens without what you said, the birth of Jesus, right? None of these things that we celebrate today happen without the birth of Jesus. So I want to read you guys this birth of Jesus, the story about the birth of Jesus, out of, this is the Jesus Storybook Bible. And if you guys have this or don't have it, it is fantastic. You have one? Good. I gave it to you. That's right. We have given a lot of them out. It's good. That's good. I'm glad. I'm very happy. It's a great one. If you don't have it, you should check it out. Pick it up. It's fantastic. We've read through the whole thing with our kiddos. And it's one of those where, as you're reading it as a parent, you're crying because it's so beautiful, the way that it writes the gospel, okay? So I'm going to read this to you guys today. Are y'all ready? I got my Christmas shoes on. All right, ready? Thank you. It says, "He's here." Everything was ready. The moment God had been waiting for was here at last. God was coming to help his people just as he had promised in the beginning. But how would he come? What would he be like? What would he do? Mountains had bowed down, seas would have roared, trees would have clapped their hands, but the earth held its breath. Silent as snow falling, he came in. And when no one was looking in the darkness, he came. There was a young girl who was engaged to a man named Joseph, and one morning this girl was minding her own business when suddenly a warrior of light appeared in her bedroom. You know what that warrior of light was?
Gary.
It was an angel. If an angel showed up in this room, would y'all be a little nervous?
No. I would attack him.
She was a little scared. Look at it. It says, when she saw the tall, shining man standing there, Mary was frightened. "You don't need to be scared," Gabriel said. "God is very happy with you." Mary looked around to see if maybe he was talking to someone else. "Mary," Gabriel said. He laughed with such gladness that Mary's eyes suddenly filled with tears. "Mary, you're going to have a little boy, and he will be called Jesus. And he is God's own son. He's the one. He's the rescuer. The God who put the planets in space and kept them whirling around. The God who made the universe with just a word. The God who could do anything was making himself small and coming down as a baby." Wait. God was sending a baby to rescue the world? "But it's too wonderful," Mary said, and she felt her heart beating hard. "How can it be true? Is anything too wonderful for God?" Gabriel asked. So Mary trusted God more than what her eyes could see, and she believed. I am God's servant, she said. Whatever God says, I will do. Sure enough, just as the angel had said, 9 months later, Mary was ready to have her baby. Now, Mary and Joseph took a trip to Bethlehem, to the town King David was from. But when they reached the town, they found out that every room was full. Every room had been taken. Yeah, that's true. He got born in a barn. Let's find out. Go away, the innkeepers told him. There isn't any place for you. Where would they stay? Soon Mary's baby would come, and they couldn't find anywhere except a tumble-down old stable. And look at that. He was born in a barn. Look at that. Jesus was born on hay. And there in the stable amongst the chickens and the donkeys and the cows, in the quiet of the night, God gave the world his wonderful gift. A baby that would change the world was born. His baby son. Sit up, boy. Hey, guys, listen. Look, listen. We got to find out what happens. Mary and Joseph wrapped him up to keep him warm. They made a soft bed of straw and used the animal's feeding trough as his cradle. They gazed in the wonder at God's great gift wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Mary and Joseph named him Jesus. Yeah. Named him Jesus, Emmanuel, which means, what does Emmanuel mean, Manny? God with us, that's right. Because, of course, he had. Isn't that awesome? Because Jesus came, the world is changed forever. And the best part of it all, listen up, guys, is that Jesus came because he loves you and he wants to have a relationship with you. And he wants to know you. Isn't that pretty cool? The God of the universe wants you to know who he is. Isn't that cool? Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
All right. And because of that, we get presents. Not too bad, huh? All right, guys. Would you all give it up for these kiddos? All right, guys. Follow your classes back out.
In each twinkling light and flickering Christmas candle, we are reminded of the hope of salvation we have in Jesus. In every warm, crackling fire and in the scent of baking cookies, we are embraced by the love of God that came down that night in Bethlehem. We are given a moment of peace on earth when we watch the silent, glimmering stars in the cold winter sky. In every gift we give or receive, we are reminded of the gift of Jesus that God gave to each of us. When our hearts are warmed, when we hear the songs of Christmas, we know a little of the joy that Christ's birth can bring. Let every heart prepare him room, and let heaven and nature sing.
Just to come back up here. Didn't those kiddos do good? You noticed they were, you can clap for them, it's okay. You notice they were a little nervous at first. They're like sitting down in the chairs, like, I'm not sure what we can do. And then they just kept creeping and creeping and creeping. If you remember last year, we did the service as a all-family service, and it was fun, except that by the end of the service, there was like ornaments coming off the trees and things like that. And it was pretty fun. But that tradition right there, getting to read the story to the kiddos, is one of my favorite things that we do at Christmas. At the river, because it's kind of a special thing, right? So, well, let me say this to start off. Good morning and Merry Christmas. And if you're new here, welcome to the family. We're glad you're here. We're glad you're here. First question of the day, who doesn't have their Christmas shopping done yet? Anybody? A couple of us? Anybody waiting on some packages from Amazon or something like that, right? I'll say this, I'll quote Mr. T, I pity the fool who didn't get their Christmas shopping done yet, right? You know, every year you know, right? You know what this is going to be like, and yet here we are. I'll give you a quick shameless plug. If you don't have your Christmas shopping done yet, you know what I bet your family would love? A nice River Church hoodie. They're soft, they're wonderful. Right now we got a bundle going. I mean, we know, right? We actually raised the prices because we knew some of you guys would be desperate, right? So, It's like 1 for $30 or 2 for $70. You know, it's a great deal. So, now here's what we know is that gift giving and shopping, it's fun and it's great, but it can be stressful, right? It can be a stressful time of year. But when you actually get to give the gift, that's when it's fun, right? All of it's stressful leading up to it, but when you get to give the gift, that's when it's fun. I was thinking back, of course, this week to when I was a kid, and just the anticipation of Christmas is the best part, right? As a kid, like you're anticipating and you're waiting for it. And our kiddos in the house, man, they've been waiting since like October talking about Christmas, right? And they're ready for it. They're excited for it. Katie has these little things that she did where there's these little paper houses. They're like this big and there's 24 of them. And each day the kids get to take one down and open it up. And there's like a little like mints or something, like just a little gift. And they love it. Every single day they're waiting. Can we open the box? Can we open the box? Can we see, you know, what's in there, right? They love it, especially our son Judah, our five-year-old. He every day he goes and he counts every box. He's like, there's 7 days till Christmas. There's 5 days till 4 days. There's 1 day till Christmas. Like, he's counting them down. He knows who opens what box. He's like, all right, 3 days from now, that's Shepherd, and then this one's me. Then Christmas Eve is this person. And he tells you, like, every single day. Why? He's excited about Christmas. He's anticipating Christmas. And you say, well, what are they most excited about? You heard the kids. You heard them. What are they excited about? The gifts. They're ready for presents, right? Like, they're not going to wake up on Christmas morning tomorrow and be like, Dad, I'm so excited that you have the day off and we can spend some quality time together. No, it's the gifts. It's the gifts. And by the way, that's okay. That's all right. When I was a kid, I remember the night before Christmas being so excited, right? So excited that my parents would like drug us. Anybody else? Parents do this? They give you the NyQuil or the Benadryl, so they said, right? They said, there's like, drink some of this. I'm like, Mom, why did you give me something out of your cup to drink? This is weird, right? What's going on, right? But I'll tell you this, I would outlast them. So here's the truth. They would give us the Benadryl or the NyQuil, and I would lay there in bed, and I would force myself to stay awake. And I wouldn't sleep, and I would stay there. I'd wait until every person went to bed. I'd wait about an hour or so or however long I could. And then I would sneak into the living room, and I would look, and I would check out. I wouldn't look at the presents, right? I wouldn't open anything. I wouldn't even count, all right, this is who. I wouldn't do it. I just wanted to see that they were there. Like I had trust issues. Like, I know it wasn't the best this year, right? How's this going to work out? And once I could see that the presents were there, then I could go to sleep. And then we wake up the next morning, it'd be Christmas, we'd celebrate, we'd party, it'd be great, right? I was thinking through some of my favorite presents that I ever got. My mom's family's from Tennessee, so one year I got a Tennessee Volunteers jacket. I thought I was so cool wearing that thing to school. It's like those puffy jackets. You know what I'm talking about, the big puffy jackets? They're coming back. 90s is coming back, baby, right? Here we are. Right? Got a basketball goal that we loved that was so much fun. And we still played on that thing until I was in my 20s. Matter of fact, when my parents moved to the different house after I graduated high school, we put it by the pool, and we would dunk on it and fall into the pool until my friend Brandon dunked on it and pulled the goal into the pool, and that ruined that. Thanks, Brandon. He couldn't jump. He didn't have hops. Remember getting a Nintendo? Remember Nintendos? That's right. I know I don't look that old. I had a Nintendo, original Nintendo. Got a Sega, right? But my favorite present, and I confirmed this week with my mom, my favorite present we ever got was one year we were in Alabama visiting grandparents, and we got all the presents opened. Everything's done. Then my dad goes, there's one more. He walks over behind like the cabinet, pulls out from the cabinet a BB gun. And the best part of that gift was the look on my mom's face because she had told him that we weren't allowed to have the BB gun. you'll poke your eye out with that thing, right? And I almost did actually one time. But anyway. And then what would happen? Then we spend the day enjoying the gifts. We spent the day enjoying the gifts. And I think that my parents took as much joy in their children enjoying the gifts that they gave us as we did, right? Because the opportunity to bless your kiddos with gifts is a good thing, right? And so our response was joy and excitement. We'd play with them until we got exhausted. We delighted in those gifts, right? We delighted in them, right? And thinking about gifts and the gifts of God and this Advent season, right? You see the paintings. We've been able to celebrate and spend time enjoying the gifts of God. And we may not have even realized that they were gifts, but they are hope. Because the King is alive, we have hope. That's a gift of God, right? Peace. The King brings peace. The King makes peace with God. The King, Jesus, makes us peacemakers. That's a gift of God. Joy, our ability to respond to the arrival of the King with joy. That's a gift from God. Love, the motivation, the expression of it all, that we can experience the love of God. Those are all gifts from God. They're all gifts of a good Father who loves us. But we can enjoy those gifts because there was one very specific gift that was given to us in Christ that day some 2,000 years ago. And because Jesus came some 2,000 years ago, now we can enjoy hope. Now we can enjoy peace. Now we can respond with joy. Now we can know love. And so today, on this Christmas Eve, as we celebrate the gift of Christ that has changed everything, because he came, we can enjoy hope and love and joy and peace. What I want to do today for a moment is I want to look at his arrival, and I want us to see the response of all the people to Jesus' arrival. And not just joy, although we talked about that 1 week, but the response to Jesus' arrival. And I want us to see why I think our good Heavenly Father delighted in those responses. Why I think he delighted in those responses to his gift of Jesus. Let's look at Luke chapter 2 through 20 today. It's a long passage. Hope you can pay attention. The kids did. All right. The first registration took place while Quirinius was governing Syria, so that everyone went to be registered, each to his own town. Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth to Galilee, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of the family line of David, to be registered along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was pregnant. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And then she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him tightly in cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. Verse 8. And in the same region, shepherds were staying out in the fields and keeping watch at night over their flock. And then the angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, for look, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the city of David, a Savior was born for you, who is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped tightly in cloth and lying in a manger." Verse 13, here we start to get into the responses. "And suddenly there was a multitude of heavenly hosts with the angels praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest and peace on earth to people he favors.' And when the angels had left them and returned to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let's go straight to Bethlehem and see what has happened, which the Lord has made known to us.' They hurried off and found both Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And seeing them, they reported the message they were told about this child." Verse 18, "And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary was treasuring up all these things in her heart and meditating on them. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had seen and heard, which were just as they had been told." Look at the responses. The angels, the Bible tells us, worship. They glorify and praise God. The people who hear the story told to them by the shepherds, they're amazed. They're in awe. Think about awe, amazement. Mary treasures it all up in her heart. She meditates on it. Then the shepherds, when they experience all of it, they return home glorifying and praising God. Why? Why? Jesus is here. The gift of God that brings hope, the gift of God that brings peace, the gift of God that brings joy, the gift of God that brings love. Jesus' arrival brings all those blessings and all those gifts with him, but why do they respond in that way specifically? Why? Here's what I want you to see. Matthew tells us why in Matthew 1, verse 23. Check it out. He says, "See, the virgin will become pregnant," talking about Mary, "and give birth to a son, and they will name him Emmanuel," which is translated, "God is with us." God with us. The people rejoice. The people glorify God. The people are amazed. The people praise his name because God is with us. The angels worship because God is with us. The people are amazed because God is with us. Mary treasures it all up in her heart because God is with us. The shepherds glorify God because God is with us. Because the ultimate gift of God at Christmas is God with us. God himself is the gift. To have a relationship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that is the gift. Oftentimes, I miss stuff like that. You ever buy your kids a present, and then they get so excited, they open the present up, they take the stuff out of it, and then they play with the box for hours. Like, so much so that you're like, wow, that's really creative, and you're so smart, and that's great. I could have saved a whole lot of money if I just bought you cardboard, right? Like, that's great that they enjoy it, but that wasn't the gift. And that's us if we miss the point of Christmas. That's us if we miss what the true gift is, right? Gifts and lights and parties are wonderful and great, but they're the box, right? Even, think about this, even hope that we've celebrated, joy and peace and love are wonderful, but in their own way, they're the box, because we only fully understand them when we understand that it's the gift of God in Christ Jesus, who is God with us. That is the gift. And when we enjoy that gift, the person of Jesus, that's when we truly get the gift. Now that I'm older, a little bit older, not that much older, right? I've gone from being the one who gets to receive the gifts at Christmas to the one who gives the gifts at Christmas, right? All right. Although my birthday is coming up in January, a couple weeks, just saying. I heard y'all, none of y'all's kids got me anything. They told me, so just saying, January. But here's the thing. Now that I'm older, as much as I love getting gifts, and like anybody, I enjoy getting gifts, but what I've learned is that it's so much more fun to give gifts to my children than to receive anything from my children. Say, why? Social pressure. Gotta have something good for the gram, right? No, why? Because I love them, and I want good things for them. And when I give them gifts, I'm not trying to trap them. I'm not trying to, there's no strings attached to the good gift. There's no trick to the gift. When I give my children gifts, I love watching their enjoyment of the gift. I love watching them have fun with the gift. I love it when I pull the gift out and I surprise them and it's something that they weren't expecting, but they love, right? Like in our house, this is how things go. Katie is the one who plans it out. She spends from like October, November. She stays in budget. She gets all the gifts. Christmas week comes up. She has it all lined up. And I'm the one who's like, let's go shopping. And she's like, I already got it. I know, but they need this too, right? I already got it. No, but they need this too. Why? Because I love their excitement. I love watching the joy. I love surprising them, right? But the best part of giving them a gift isn't that when they get the gift, they're like, oh, thanks, Dad. This is great. Oh, thanks, Dad. I am so happy that you got me this gift. No, my favorite part about giving them the gift is when they use the gift. My favorite part of giving them the gift is when they enjoy and delight in the gift by using the gift for what it's supposed to be. I didn't buy them the gift so it can sit on a shelf. I want them to use the gift. I I want them to experience the gift. I don't just want them to be excited. I want them to experience the gift. Now, some of you guys are like, are you comparing Jesus to a Christmas present? No, that's not what I'm saying. But I think the gift of God, Emmanuel, a God who is with us, Jesus' arrival on this earth, you say, what does God want from us out of this gift of himself that he gives to us, the Savior? What does he want? Remember the responses. Worship and delight, treasuring the gift, praising God for the gift. To me, when I hear those responses to the gift of Jesus, God with us some 2,000 years ago, that sounds like angels and shepherds and people and Mary who are delighting in the gift of Jesus, who are enjoying the gift of Jesus, responding to the gift of Jesus with wonder and excitement and gratitude. And if you were to say, Mike, what do you think God wants from us at this Christmas season as Christians? I think he wants us to delight in the gift of Jesus. I think he wants us to enjoy the gift of Jesus, experience relationship with a God who is with us. The gift of God is a God who is with us. The gift of God is a relationship with a God who loves you, who cares for you, who created you, who came down to this earth 2,000 years ago to set you free from your sin, to set you free from guilt, to set you free from shame and the grave so you could walk in deep, wonderful, and beautiful relationship with him. There is hope found in the gift. There is peace found in the gift. There is joy found in the gift. There is love found in the gift. But the gift himself is Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. And so, church, this Christmas season, may we delight in the gift. May we find joy in the gift of Jesus. May we see the Savior of the world, a God who is with us. And may we worship him. And may we be amazed by him. And may we treasure him. And may we glorify God for him. May we delight in him. Because he is the good gift, Emmanuel, a God who is with us. And that changes everything. Amen. Praise his name. Stand with me, church. God, thank you that you are the good gift of Jesus. Thank you that in your goodness you came some 2,000 years ago so that we might have life, eternal life, and life that is an abundant life. God, I pray this Christmas season and all the beauty and all the parties and the lights and the presents, God, that we enjoy the best gift, you, Jesus. That we would delight in you. We would find joy in you. That our hearts would treasure you, Jesus. And I think that you would delight in that. I think that you would like that. I think you would enjoy that, God. It's in Christ's name we pray. And everybody said,